Hi, I'm Jonathan Edwards, and this is Be Still and Know. Let's hear what God is saying to us today. James chapter 4, verses 6 and 7. The scriptures say God opposes the proud, but gives grace to the humble. So humble yourselves before God. We're right to think of God as being incredibly loving, forgiving, and generous. But we mustn't lose sight of the fact that he's also a God who hates. The writer of Proverbs makes a list of the seven things that he detests: proud eyes, a lying tongue, hands that kill the innocent, a heart that plots evil, feet that race to do wrong, a false witness who pours out lies, and a person who sows discord in a family. Interesting list, isn't it? It's significant that at the top of that list is pride, because a proud person has no room for God. There are three main problems with the proud person. Firstly, they don't understand their need. They're so confident of themselves and their own ability that they don't think that they need anything. The tragedy of that attitude is that it's absurdly wrong and makes it impossible for God or anyone else to help them. Secondly, the proud person loves their independence. They're thrilled that they don't need to depend on anyone at all. They think they're self-sufficient. But that simply isn't the case. We're all deeply dependent on other people and have a profound need for God. Thirdly, the proud person is totally unable to see their sin. They're so self-confident in their ability and successes that they're unwilling to admit any failings. God would love to forgive them, but they're affronted by the thought that they need it. Pride is a terrible disease. We shouldn't be surprised that God hates it so passionately. What God longs for is to see humility, because the humble person recognizes exactly who they are. They know that they're in need. They recognize that they are dependent on others and on God, and they own up to the fact that they're sinners. Such a person throws open the doors to God's blessing, and the result is that they're overwhelmed by God's grace. Humility is the key to finding God's blessing. Let me ask you a question. In whose life have you seen true humility, and what have you learned from them? And now let me pray with you. Lord God, forgive us for those moments in our lives when we've been tempted to be proud. Teach us what it means to be humble in every aspect of our lives. Amen. Thanks for listening. I encourage you to join me every day for Be Still and Know here on Premier. The talks are also available on podcast, which you can access at any time. If you'd like to receive a free copy of our magazine, Voice of Hope, which contains all of these devotionals and much else besides, please visit premier.org.uk/voice of hope. God bless you. I do hope you have a great day.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Hi, Drew and Jonathan Scott here, reminding you that a lot of life's firsts are better with help from American Family Insurance. Like your first home expansion, or your first big lightning strike. There's a first for everything. Get the right home policy at the right price with the right help from American Family's agents. Life's better when you're under American Family's roof. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.